Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a total of 52,000 homes will need to be built per year over 25 years, according to the latest forecast from the central bank. It said that if the government wanted to reduce the homes deficit over a shorter period, let's say 10 years, then nearly 70,000 homes would need to be built every year for 10 years. Now, that's more than twice what the government's current target of 33,000 homes for this year is. Meanwhile, the latest CSO data indicates that residential prices grew by 9.6% in the year to July, their highest growth rate in 21 months. To discuss this conundrum, I'm joined by Conor O'Connell, who's Director of Housing and Planning at the Construction Industry Federation, the CIF. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Cormac. Good evening.
So it's pretty stark, isn't it, from the central bank? They say that to make up the shortfall in homes, that we'd have to build in that type of housing, 70,000 homes or units for 10 years, every year for 10 years. I mean, is that doable?
Absolutely is doable. But obviously, to step up to that level and that scale of housing that is needed for people, you need to do it in phases. You need to do it and have other policy instruments supporting that scaling up of the house building certainty industry. I mean, it talks about policy certainty. The main themes in the report talk about policy certainty, capital investment in infrastructure, standardization of design, and of course, finance. And it mirrors what an awful lot of other reports have stated, you know, from the ESRI, the Housing Commission was an average of 56,000. We ourselves came out with a need for 60,000 per annum. But certainly there's a real need to scale up. And to scale up, it talks about the need to have more zoned and serviced land available. And it talks about the need for policy area and certainty around a whole range of policy instruments that are increasing housing supply year on year at the moment.
Because this perplexes people sometimes. They do recognise that some progress is being made without question, and there's an awful lot of building that people can see anecdotally around the area. But when you talk about 50,000 or 60,000 homes needed per year, whatever the figure that there is, some people might say, well, why isn't that happening? But the central bank report today says that productivity in the construction sector is low. It says there's a comparatively lower output per worker. Is that partly an explanation?
What it is a recognised the scale. And again, it's that word that keeps repeating itself in the document from the central bank today. I mean, the scale of the house building sector in Ireland is probably unique or different to other European countries. So we would have a lot of one-off houses, for instance, which would have smaller member companies and smaller house builders delivering units. But in order to scale up and to reach greater levels of productivity, it does say, and it's probably pretty obvious, if you're in a factory and you're building, you know, 10 widgets, it's probably far more, or manufacturing 10 widgets, it's probably far more efficient to manufacture 100 widgets. And that's the same with the house building sector. So how do you get up to that scale of housing that is needed for people so that you can become more productive? And in order to achieve those greater productivity levels, we do need to see greater investment in our infrastructure, a greater supply and availability of zoned and serviced land, a greater supply of planning permissions. And it's all about those supply determinants that now need focus so that we can scale up. And it is fair to say, and you're right, people do see a lot more housing estates opening up right around Ireland at the moment. And we have increased, you know, from 21 to 22 by 45%. Up to 29,000, up to 34,000. So we are getting there, but you can't just jump automatically. It does require that investment in infrastructure in particular at the moment.
It was interesting, the central bank report said the financial crisis has left long-lasting scars in the construction sector. Its productivity is low, both by historical and international standards, it says. And the point you're making, an over-reliance on small enterprises unable to benefit from economies of scale and suffering over a decade of relative underinvestment and so on. But do we have then, the question that follows that is, do we have enough large-scale construction firms in the country to deliver 70,000 units per year?
Absolutely. One of the biggest concerns of our members at the moment is the pipeline. And I know you said that about the small structure of house builders and the bigger house builders, but most of our members are looking for opportunities to scale up at the moment. But they're having difficulty getting through the planning system. They're having difficulty getting and securing zoned and serviced land. Mm-hmm. There is a number of inhibitors at the moment that have to be addressed. And the focus on this report is actually that if you address the supply of service and zoned land, that if you address the capital investment and infrastructure that's needed, you will get house builders scaling up. There certainly is the appetite to scale up, but it's just some of the difficulties at the moment need to be surmounted, and the key one there is the investment in infrastructure.
And the government, of course, would say that they're reforming planning as we speak. It's coming to fruition, and that more land is being rezoned. But and they also would say that safe spending on housing has increased from $1 billion to $6.5 billion per year over the past decade or so. So there's a lot more focus, you would say, on housing, for obvious reasons, I suppose. But could more land be rezoned and serviced than is presently at the moment? Or what's the time lag between fulfilling all of the land that's there and fulfilling all of the housing needs on the land that's there, let's say, and then getting more land rezoned and serviced? I mean, is there a time lag?
It does take some time. The draft NPF is out for public consultation at the moment. The final NPF, or the revision of the NPF, should be with us in December. That will then, and the figures adopted in that of the number of houses needed per annum, will be adopted then in the county development plans and the local area plans, and that takes time. So what we've called for in our submission to the National Planning Framework is that there must be urgent consideration of varying county development plans by local authorities, by councillors, right around Ireland, to look at where you can zone more land next to high transport corridors in particular. Mm-hmm. Goodbody came out with a report last Monday week which identified that there was a significant undersupply of zoned land in the Greater Dublin area in particular. And the Central Bank note that as well in their commentary piece today, that in Dublin in particular, there is a significant problem with the supply of zoned and serviced land. So that has to be addressed very significantly. It's very disappointing to hear stories about even recently land being dezoned for some reasons.
Yeah, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of somebody starting off their career, let's say a 20, 25-year-old or a young couple, and they see residential prices increasing by 9.6% in the year to July, as I read, the highest growth rate in 21 months. Now, they're listening to you, and all these obstacles are barriers to 70,000 units per year to fulfil the gap. I mean, are prices just going to continue unless something radically changes?
Look, everyone recognises that in order to have greater price stability for house prices, you need to have greater supply of homes for people. We are building more, and it must be said that without the government schemes in place at the moment, we wouldn't be building the number of units, the number of homes that we're building for people. So of course supply is going to increase, but we have to deal with these other matters, and in particular the investment in infrastructure to allow lands to be activated for more homes for more young people.
Okay, Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and Planning at the Construction Industry Federation. Míle buíochas, lad.